I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long.
All right, there's a reason for this song, and you'll find out here in just a moment as we welcome in our next guest. So what did you do during the pandemic? Our next guest created a brand new web series called Pandemic Pillow Talk that looks absolutely terrific. It premieres on April 27th. We are so excited to be joined by creators Summer Moore and Star Session. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
We thought you'd appreciate the song about, you know, bad dating experiences.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
that should be our theme. If we could get it licensed, we could theme it.
if the series is anywhere near as funny as the trailer is, this is going to be terrific. It looks absolutely delightful. And I guess my first question I have to ask is it as bad out there as you portray it?
Yes, a lot of the experiences that are in that are true experiences. So for people that are married and have never done online dating, to them it's like a reality check, like, can this be real? And for the people who have done online dating, it's like, this is real. Like, I've had these same experiences and worse. So it's bad. It can be really bad.
Star, what was the inspiration for this? Was it the situation we were all in with the pandemic? Did that inspire you to create something like this? Or was it the experience out there in the dating world?
Well, you know, during the pandemic, everyone wanted to be creative because we all had to shut down a little bit. So we wanted to do something fun, do more of a comedy. And so we put our minds together and we came up with this awesome project. Where, you know, how do you date during a pandemic, and how do you do it from your computer on Zoom and using all these resources to try to find a match, but from, you know, through the Zoom computer. So it was really fun to like get the creative going and finding the right actors to play these roles.
And y'all did this on your cell phones, right?
Oh yeah. So we ended up, kind of purchasing some iPhones, some iPads, using a cool program called Filmic Pro. And we were dropping off kits to these actors where they were being directed through Zoom. The crew was telling them how to set up the lights. So imagine, you know, you usually show up to set as the actor and get pampered and, you know, get ready to go for your set, but you don't have to think about the lighting and the sound. And they had to literally do it all because this was pre-vaccine. This was pre-going into anyone's home. So we dropped off the kit. We said, we'll see you on Zoom at this time. We'll help you set it up. And then we started rolling and we made a really great project that we're really excited about.
Summer, you play Mackenzie, who's out there looking for love. And as if that were not challenge enough, your parents.
Yes, the parents the mom is inspired by my actual mother. So I wrote it with incidences of her where it's real. And when she watched it, she said, that's really what I did. And you took that from real life and you're welcome for doing these real life experiences you can write. And the dad, which is played by Eric Roberts, I used to work in the airline industry. And so I took experiences like from airline stuff and made him an airline pilot. So otherwise he's not my dad. My dad's not like that.
So just in the snippet that we see in the trailer, man, there are some interesting men out there. We have a guest who does online dating, a male guest who comes on with us every week, and he's talked about the challenges that he faces out there. But, you know, if I use my own experiences in the world, I have to assume that for every interesting woman that's out there in the dating world, there have to be at least a dozen lunkhead guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The statistics are really slanted towards it's good better for men than it is for women. And a lot of the men think that even if a woman writes not into hookups on her profile, she really does want to hook up. So they pursue that as, oh, you didn't really mean that. You're just doing that because that's what women are supposed to do and say that they don't play around. So it's an interesting world with online dating. There's no filter. People say things that you don't expect them to say, and they have no problem saying it because they can just cut it off and move on to the next.
Well, in any kind of dating situation, communication is always one of the biggest challenges. So, Star, how is that exacerbated by dealing with technology?
Well, the technology was kind of, it took kind of like 2 to 3 hours in the morning when we would set up to get everybody going in the morning before we would even get into the funny of the dating. And so we were able to use real life things that were happening through the pandemic, which turned into memes and things like that with, you know, people in their underwear walking behind you when you're on a Zoom call, talking while you're on mute when you're on a Zoom call. So we were able to use those real life experiences, throw them into the script. We even got some natural funny moments of things that are just happening real life while people are filming with roommates or filming with their family members or kitty cats. So we got to have those real true moments happen on our show, and we were able to use them, and it turned out really well.
We're talking with Star Session and Summer Mora. Their brand new web series, Pandemic Pillow Talk, rolls out on April 27th. You mentioned Eric Roberts, his wife Eliza in the cast as well as your mom, Summer. Who are some of the other talented people that we'll see?
Well, we have a lot. There's an actor that's from General Hospital named Brian Gross. He's absolutely wonderful. And then there's a lot. I mean, it's predominantly a lot of men. And so trying to work women into it was very, like, creative to try to get as many women as we can in there, since my character is dating men. It's just a wide range of various people. But Eric Roberts is definitely, like, the big celebrity of all of us.
And behind the scenes, we have some amazing directors that we're super excited to promote. We were all about diversity, and all of our directors are all women. So some of them are Emmy Award winners. We have a vet. We have LGBTQ being represented. So much diversity behind the scenes that we're just really proud of. Our producing team is all women. Our editorial team was women. So we really were super excited to, like, kind of have this new diverse and women, you know, making powerful decisions, and then having all these cool men be the good and the bad dates for us while we were acting on screen with them, and having Eric Roberts a part of the project was phenomenal.
Well, Anne, I'm glad you mentioned the diversity that you have there, because I wanted to ask about that. And look, things are still tough. Women are still at a disadvantage, and we know that in the industry. But the opportunity to do things independently now, does that open some doors that certainly wouldn't be open with major studios?
Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to it, we were, you know, dealing with protocols from unions, you know, SAG and IATSE, and making sure that everyone was safe during this. So we wanted to make sure that we were getting people work during a time when people weren't working. And just because we started off as a women production team, we were like, let's keep going down this path. So it was really exciting to, like, bring that in, find those people, give them an opportunity to work during the pandemic. And everyone was like, this is awesome to be a part of. And we're super excited about the launch, because they are all excited to promote and share what they did during the pandemic, which was phenomenal.
I would say that also, yes, it has definitely opened up for women like myself, who wasn't getting opportunities from studios, but I could create my own stuff. Independent has opened the doors. Independent as well as digital made the world, gave us a shot.
So there'll be 9 episodes. They each run about 5 to 7 minutes each. Will you release them all at once, or once a week, something like that?
We're doing 2 a week, and then the finale is the last week, and that's about a 15-minute episode.
And you don't want to miss that last episode. It's different from all the others, but totally right on cue.
Well, we can't wait to see Mackenzie's journey and some of the challenges and obstacles along the way. And I know it's going to be terrific based on what I've seen from the trailer. Pandemic Pillow Talk, coming on April 27th. Summer Mora, Star Session, thank you both so much for making time for us today. We wish you much success with this and in the future.
Thank you. We'll see you on PandemicPillowTalk.com.
Thank you both, Summer and Star, with us on Downtown. Check it out online, and when it starts, April 27th. Know you're going to love it.